Wildlife officials are planning a rescue mission to save an endangered female orca that is starving to death off the coast of Washington State. She is part of a pod of killer whales that's been captivating people around the world. Last week, we reported on another member of the group, a mother named Tahlequah, who appears to be grieving her dead baby by keeping its body afloat for days. Biologists are ready to feed the malnourished whales fresh salmon and give the sick female antibiotics to treat an infection. But first, they have to find them. The whales have been at sea since Saturday. Les Peirce is co-chair of the state's Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force. The group met yesterday to come up with a long-term plan to help save the species. Les, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
And I want to get to what you're trying to do to save this species. But first, just why do you think that the world's attention has been captivated by what is happening specifically with this mother orca who has been carrying around her dead calf?
Well, I think it touches all of our hearts. All of us can relate to our children. And these are very smart, close-knit animals. And I think just the expression not only of the mother, but of the whole pod and its support has touched all of us. And I think at some level, it really, for all of us as human beings, we are beginning to understand that they're really crying out about an unhealthy ecosystem. We know that we've been proud of the Puget Sound and the Salish Sea, and we realize that there are real challenges in regard to the health of that system and the need to be able to address all of these terrible impacts that are occurring not only in the Salish Sea, but in our oceans in general. And I think that's why it touches everyone, because at some level, all of us are affected by it.
Well, and the population of orcas now is down to 75. So how are you planning to help them?
Well, Governor Inslee's task force is directed to identify short and long-term actions that can make a difference with these orcas. And we understand that the main problem is that they aren't getting enough food. And the southern resident orcas primarily feed on Chinook salmon. And the decline in the salmon populations has been dramatic over the last two decades. And we're devising and developing plans to increase the kind of source of food and the health of salmon that ultimately will be able to help the orcas. We also realize that the increased population in the Puget Sound has resulted in increased noise levels. The orcas have to echolocate in order to be able to find prey, and the increased vessels have a negative impact as well. And the third thing is just the whole issue of toxins, the runoff into the ocean and into the sound as such, that we can, through science, see the increased toxins that are growing in the fatty layers of the salmon, which the orcas eat. So those are the three major areas that we're evaluating, making recommendations on.
Well, on the issue of toxicity, we spoke with Jenny Atkinson of the Whale Museum on San Juan Island, and she told us baby orcas are suffering because of the milk they get from their mothers. Here she is.
So we have a very high mortality rate on firstborn calves. There's a high miscarriage rate in this population. Secondborn calves, if they aren't born at a pretty regular interval, are also going to get a lot of toxins.
Are there any realistic ways to improve the water quality?
Well, it requires work and a commitment by all aspects of our community. Some of the identifying factors, of course, are the PCBs that are either legacy and that continue to contaminate the sound itself. We also know that there's a direct relationship to population growth. The highways, the runoff that comes from cars that wash into the ocean are major pieces. So we know that it's going to require coordination with local government, state action, and federal support as well.
Is there a political will right now to do that?
Well, I think that after our meeting yesterday and the results and the effect of the orcas and the message that's being sent, I would like to hope that it will allow us to focus in a serious way to move towards making new regulations and taking actions that politically have been difficult in the past.
I want to ask you one more thing. The Trump administration has recently said it plans to roll back its enforcement of the Endangered Species Act by making it easier to take animals off that list and harder to put them on. What's your take on that, and do you think it'll affect these whales?
Well, I think the intention obviously would have a terrible effect on these animals and a number of species. I know that in our state, we're actively opposed to those kinds of actions. And I think any American that understands our relationship with nature and this earth would understand that these species are a reflection of what our future is. And we have to be able to acknowledge that we as human beings must take action to be able to protect these animals.
That's Les Peirce, who co-chairs Washington State's Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.